All right, big shouts out to everyone. Welcome to a live segment, another live segment of Live from the Block. I'm your host, Ezekiel Thomas. As always, it's a privilege of your time, a privilege to have you as audience to our podcast. We will be covering a lot of issues today that are very significant to the overall discussion and conversation of rehabilitation. In our last segment, I talked about rehabilitation from a historical perspective. I gave a definitional framework for looking at rehabilitation so that you can begin to understand some of the contradictions that emerge from some of the program initiatives that have been created to address criminal thinking and the criminal mentality in general. So I want to follow in that theme today. I want to tell you that 2020 is not just a year that we're in, it's also a perspective. We can see clear in the new year. And seeing clear, part of the clarity of perspective that I want to encourage is seeing the criminal justice system for what it is, seeing rehabilitation for what it's not, and looking at alternative models and alternative measures for fixing a systemic problem and a historical problem that has weighed heavily on society and taken its toll, especially on communities of color. So in the last podcast, what I said was that basically we have a flawed conception of what rehabilitation entails and what it should entail and what it should involve. Today, I want to talk a little bit about that model. I want to talk about the rehabilitation model that's currently used. Okay, I can put it in perspective by saying it this way. Okay, what we need is a model that starts from the inside out. The inside out. That means addressing cognitive issues, personality issues, the way we manage emotions, the way people in correctional settings see and visualize the world. All of the things that shape the mentality and the mindset of the criminal. That's from the inside out. The current model is flawed because it goes from the outside in. Instead of addressing cognitive issues, instead of addressing rational and emotive issues that many times are at the core of the criminal thinking process, the current model addresses vocational and academic readiness as a means of neutralizing the criminal impulse. I believe that that's a mistake. I believe that it stems from a history of rehabilitation being rooted and connected to economics, and that the problem of criminal thinking and the problem of criminal behavior is something that's rooted more in economic and socioeconomic factors than it is in behavioral and cognitive factors. Now, that in no way negates that there are social and systemic challenges that can, in fact, influence criminal behavior. But what we're talking about now is rehabilitation, and we're talking about the initiative that has to be taken by the criminal. How can the criminal, the one who has been convicted of a crime, the one who is in the belly of the beast, charged with the responsibility of rectifying his or her behavior, how can that person begin to take the appropriate steps needed at reform? Well, the appropriate steps needed at reform should first be the vision, devising of a model that moves from the inside out versus the outside in, right? And that's the problem with the existing model. What you have is you have a lot of good information being poured into a mentality that's contaminated with bad beliefs. By way of analogy, it would be equivalent to pouring clean water into a dirty cup. Until you clean up the criminal thinking process that's contaminated with false beliefs, false perspectives, grievances against society, grievances against God, grievances against self, self-hatred, projected self-hatred onto society, until you clear up these problems in the mind of the one who is convicted, the one who has rebelled against society, the one who has taken an approach to society as a rebel. Until you change the mentality, then anything that you introduced into that mentality, even if it's good information, will also be contaminated. So instead of academic and vocational training changing the criminal, it would just enhance his criminality. It would just enhance his criminal abilities. So now what you have is an educated criminal who hasn't changed. No, you have to change the mentality before you change the behavioral context of that person's life. And that's what we have to, as a society, demand. We have to demand the creation of rehabilitation models that start from the inside out and not from the outside in. Models that don't just give a person a GED, that doesn't just give a person vocational training, some of the classes that are available, brick masonry, heat and ventilation and air conditioning, electronics, an array of different work-related skills without addressing personality disorders and personality distortions and mental distortions that that person may have. Okay? So I've been in prison for 27 years, and for 27 years, I've seen men move in and out of this situation, returning like a revolving door. What happens? Why is this? What is one of the reasons that this occurs? What one of the reasons that this happens consistently and persistently is because these men and women in the correctional setting, women in the correctional setting face some of the same challenges. One of the reasons why they're unable to acclimate successfully to society and transition successfully into society is because their mentality and their mindset has not changed. Their skill set has changed. Their work-related skill set has changed. They have different skills, but those skills are often used in the promotion of criminal behavior because the mentality that drives the criminal mindset has not been reformed. So this is the conversation. My job is to arm you, the public, with the perspective that you need to ask policymakers and politicians to create viable, sustainable rehabilitation programs that lead to criminal reform and that lead to criminal rehabilitation. It's been a pleasure as always. Thank you for tuning in. I love your support. Check out my book, by the way, Healing the Criminal Mind. Healing the Criminal Mind on Amazon. It is a remarkable book that will give you more insight into the criminal mentality and the steps that we need to take to fix, for once and for all, the criminal mindset that leads to long-term and short-term incarceration. All right? So that's Healing the Criminal Mind by Ezekiel Thomas on Amazon. I'll check you out next time. Until then, you stay safe in 2020. You stay free and you stay healed. All right.